With KEZU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. The commercial salmon fishing season along the Central Coast is about to launch. California's fishing industry is designated as essential by the governor, but their usual markets, restaurants, are all but shut down because of the coronavirus. That's spelling trouble for local fishermen and women. Still, some believe there's a silver lining to this crisis. KEZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
David Toriumi has been commercially fishing the Monterey Bay for almost 16 years. It's a livelihood full of challenges, and the coronavirus is like nothing he's seen before. He says the impact was slow at first, and then boom.
People stopped buying crab. People stopped buying black cod. People stopped coming out to dock sales. Everyone started, obviously, shelter in place.
The vast majority of U.S. caught seafood that is consumed domestically is sold to restaurants. That's according to the Pacific Coast Federation of Fishermen's Associations. But those restaurants are closed or only offering carryout due to COVID-19. Toriumi, a father of two, says bills are piling up. No one is sure how the markets will behave during this year's salmon season.
What are people going to be ready for this next month or even June? Are they going to be going out to restaurants? Are they going to be going to supermarkets and buying salmon?
Toriumi hopes this crisis is a wake-up call for people to support the mom-and-pop stores down the road and Monterey Bay fishermen and women.
We are your neighbors. We are your neighbors at times like this. We have something to provide for you.
The Monterey Bay Fisheries Trust collaborates with local commercial fishing businesses and stakeholders from harbor masters to chefs to fishermen like Toriumi. The Fisheries Trust has been working since 2014 to revitalize the region's historic local seafood economy. Sherry Flumerfelt is the executive director of the nonprofit. She says between 60 and 90% of the seafood we eat in the U.S. is imported.
This whole crisis with COVID-19 has really brought home this reality of this dependency on these international supply chains and these commodities. And when it breaks down, where does that leave us?
Flumerfelt says now there's an opportunity for communities to prioritize buying local.
We are in this fortunate place where we have this amazing, fresh, sustainable local seafood right here in our backyard.
The Fisheries Trust has compiled a local catch guide on their website, showing where people can buy locally caught seafood. They're also trying to help fishermen and women navigate government aid. The $2.2 trillion stimulus bill, or CARES Act, allocates $300 million to the seafood industry. One sector of the industry that's taken off recently is community-supported fisheries. Members pay for a share of seafood, which is delivered directly to their home or a pickup spot. It's a business model that's working during the coronavirus. Inside a shared commercial kitchen in downtown Santa Cruz, ocean-to-table employees assemble their boxes with local California halibut.
We also had fly line chili pepper rockfish. We have been seeing local black cod.
Co-owner Charlie Lambert says while their restaurant deliveries are down about 90%, home deliveries have doubled recently. So they've partnered with area farms and local eateries to also include fresh vegetables like carrots and chard, citrus, sourdough bread, and coffee in their boxes.
Spatially, we have to be apart from each other, but we also have to come together as a community. And so by partnering with these local businesses, that community energy and feeling is there.
Energy, the local fishing industry, hopes will continue far beyond the coronavirus. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.